Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Mr. Number 534. Ellen White's Rides in Automobiles. A brother Crocker of Los Angeles brought Sarah and Minnie Hawkins and myself out in his automobile. The camp meeting has been extended for another week. I understand that you have an automobile that you desire to place where it will be of service in the Lord's work. I know of no place where it could render greater service than at the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. This institution is situated 6 miles from the city, and an automobile would furnish a convenient and pleasant means of transportation for our workers and for the patients. If an automobile were owned by the sanitarium, it should be cared for and operated by men who are capable and trustworthy. Otherwise, it might be unsafe and might involve large expense to the institution. But if proper caution is observed, an automobile would be a blessing to the Paradise Valley Sanitarium, and if you feel impressed to present your machine to the institution, it would be greatly appreciated by the managers, and also by the patients. A week ago yesterday I spoke in the church in Los Angeles, and the house was crowded to its utmost capacity. I wish a picture could have been drawn of the crowd. That crowded congregation was the most agreeable sight I have ever looked upon, and everything was in order. Every receptacle for flowers was removed. Every seat that could be crowded in was occupied. There was not one crying voice of a child, and the pleasant, happy faces were a sight that brought joy to my heart and did my soul good. The sisters, as far as I could see, removed their hats, and what a pleasure it was to view their countenances. I had good freedom in speaking. At the close of the service, a brother brought us back to the Glendale Sanitarium in his automobile. Out of the kindness of his heart, this brother had thus accommodated us. I could but think that a blessing would rest upon him for the kindness he showed to us. We had the utmost confidence in his skill in managing his machine. When we were seated in the automobile, ready to return to Glendale, not a few colored sisters pressed about the conveyance to see and speak with me. They expressed their appreciation of the discourse. Cheerfulness and happiness was expressed in their countenances, and it was a scene of cheerful parting. I shall long remember that interesting meeting, and the stillness and peacefulness expressed in the countenances of both white and colored people.